This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. An Associated Press survey of the nation's top methamphetamine-producing states shows Missouri regaining the top spot for lab seizures in 2011. In one Missouri county alone, Jefferson, there were 253 seizures, more than the 219 busts in California, Texas, and Florida combined. Federal data the AP obtained this week from the Drug Enforcement Administration appeared to show meth lab seizures remained about even during the past 2 years. But totals from the state surveyed by the Associated Press are higher. The numbers combined indicate nationwide meth lab seizures actually rose at least 8.3% in 2011 compared to 2010. The AP polled the states after determining that several had not yet reported full-year data to the DEA. Missouri State Senator Bill Stoffer says he wants the full chamber to debate a measure allowing tolls on I-70. The Senate Transportation Committee heard about 2 hours of public testimony today on legislation that would allow the state to contract with a private company to fix I-70 in exchange for being allowed to charge tolls. State transportation officials say the foundation of I-70 is crumbling and it needs to be widened to handle increased traffic. Stoffer says he hopes to eventually vote the legislation out of his committee so it can come before the full Senate. The Missouri Attorney General's office is proposing to use money from consumer fraud cases to renovate its office space. A proposal before the legislature would spend nearly $3.2 million to remodel two floors of the Broadway State Office Building used by staff of Attorney General Chris Koster. Chris Koster says the remodeling won't be fancy and is intended to make the facilities equivalent to a modest law office. The remodeling would remove a low ceiling, replace worn carpet and cubicles, and improve the heating and cooling system. Commissioners tasked with drawing a new Missouri Senate district map say they're close to a compromise. The commission is composed of 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans and was appointed by Governor Jay Nixon to come up with a new map after the state Supreme Court tossed out the map drawn last year by a 6-judge panel. Democrat Doug Harpool chairs the commission.
We're willing to continue to talk and exchange further ideas. We have come up with a couple ideas we need to finish tweaking that we think will move it forward.
GOP Commissioner Mark Ellinger also agreed that both sides have made progress. However, they still haven't reached an agreement. One of the sticking points has been whether to draw district lines so that Republicans hold 70% of the seats in the Senate. The GOP currently holds 76%. Commissioners have recessed for dinner and are scheduled to reconvene at 6:30 this evening. Pending legislation in the state Senate would require Missouri drivers to move over for more than just emergency vehicles. The bill by Bolivar Republican Mike Parson would require drivers to also move over for MoDOT vehicles with flashing amber or white lights. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.